Our kids are God's kids. They carry God's values. And because of what they are a spark for God. A spark that needs to be nurtured, but will ignite into a flame and will add that flame to this church family, wherever they go. And it's up to us as their surrogate parents. We need to give them God esteem. We need to pronounce over them God's identity for their life. Moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. It is so important that we keep our children and youth in a church community. As parents, you are going to come into situations in your life where you can't see things the way God sees them. In the heat of the moment, it is so easy to lose the overall vision in their life, isn't it? At least for this parent. It is so easy for us to lose the overall vision for their life. You see, we need a church community to help us stay the course and to remind us of the vision over our children's lives. There are going to be times, parents, when you are so in the middle of it with your kids that you can't see things the way God sees things for your life and for your children's life. You know what my mom and dad did? Right or wrong, some of you may question it, I guess is what I'm saying. But they kept me in the church community. They kept me in the church community. And the church community, now at the time, I didn't hear this. All right? But as I look back on my life, I came to realize it. I mean, it was amazing because the church community, people would pronounce God's value onto my life. They would just announce it. It would be there. They would announce and pronounce God's esteem on my life. I would hear people tell mom and dad, that son of yours is going to do incredible things with his life. And you know what? Whether I believed it or not on the outside, my inside stood a little taller. I whispered to myself, hey, you know what? Maybe I really will be something. Right? And whenever the church approved me into ministry, right? This was after I'd been a chemist and everything, and God called me again into the ministry, and I finally listened, right? And after that happened and the church approved me, they would say, man, he's going to be an amazing preacher someday. Still working on it. But you know what? Out here, I may not have changed the way I saw the world, but inside I stood a little taller. Because they were pronouncing God esteem over my life. Even at 20-some years old, I went back and I was still a 10-year-old boy at my church. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like your family. You all grow up, you have kids of your own, you go back. Guess what? The oldest person still acts like the oldest sibling. The middle child still acts like the middle sibling. Do we need to say more? And the youngest child is still perfect like they always have been. You don't have to write letters or emails. I'm just kidding, okay? Church family, I want you to hear this. We need to pronounce God's values on these children and youth. And we need to give them God esteem. We have got to give them God esteem. And you know what? I mean, kids are awesome. We have awesome kids, don't we? You know what? Yeah. We have awesome kids. And you know what? In life, adults, you know this. Maybe we were meant to turn right, but sometimes we turn left, don't we? You understand what I'm saying? As a church community, if we give them God esteem, maybe when they come to that T in the road, they'll remember to stop and pray. Maybe they'll remember the God esteem comments that you all laid on their life, maybe even 10 years before, and they'll say, you know what, I think I need to turn right here instead of that.